So often we react impulsively. So we may understand the principle, but how do we apply the process? I'll take a metaphor of driving a car. Sometimes the car may hit a bump, and then there's a jerk because of that. If that is a road which we are regularly going through, then we know, okay, here is a bump, let me go slowly, or let me maneuver around the way. So we anticipate. Similarly, there are some people with whom our interactions can be bumpy. Oscar Wilde said that there are two kinds of people. Some people bring happiness where they go, and some people bring happiness when they go. So, interacting with some people may be difficult for us. Talking with some people is like walking on landmines. Now, what action of ours will cause an explosion, you just don't know. So now, if we, by our past interactions, know that this person is like this, then that means we understand, I am walking on a bumpy road. So we prepare in advance, go slowly, take small steps. The bump will hurt us much more when we are going faster than when we are going slower. So anticipation is very important in avoiding impulsive reactions. That means we look at ourselves and find out what situations are the times which provoke me. Now, whether that person is right or I am right, that's not the right point. What are the situations when this happens? And if I'm going to get into that situation, then slow down. Slow down. No, don't be so impulsive. Don't be so fast. Now, along with anticipation, the second thing is that generally our emotion is a function of our expectation. That means if we have expected a person to do something and they don't do it, we become angry. But if we know that that person is unreliable in a particular thing, then we won't have that expectation from them. Here, there are some people, there's a difference between people who are insensitive and people who are desensitized. So, say we want to talk with someone, and say somebody wants to talk with me and they touch me on the shoulder. But suppose I have paralysis on the shoulder. I have no sensation. They're touching me. Say, how rude. I'm touching you. Why is he not looking at me? I just don't get it. Because that person is not getting the sensation. So like that, some people, they're desensitized to certain things. So for example, some people may be desensitized to punctuality. They just don't realize the importance of coming on time. Some people may be desensitized to cleanliness. Some people may be desensitized to courtesy. You greet them, they act as if they don't see us, seen us only. I'm just giving extreme examples here. But it is not that they are deliberately being insensitive means that they just don't care for our emotions. But desensitized means they don't have that capacity only to care. So the worst possible the scenario is when we are super sensitized to something and the other person is desensitized to it. So we are very cleanliness conscious, say, and the other person, as soon as they enter a room, it's as if a hurricane has come in that room. What happened? So then, at that time, if they just, we tell them once, twice, thrice, and nothing happens, then we have to understand that this person is desensitized over here. They don't have that expectation. Now, how to act practically, that we may have to decide. But expecting something from a person in an area where they desensitize, that only sets us up for frustration. So you decrease the expectation. Based on understanding their nature. A third point would be that we need to also check ourselves. That means, see, often the first wrong reaction is not as big as a problem as the second wrong reaction. That means what? That if a snake has bitten me and if I have aggressive, so I start running after the snake, and then suddenly I think, hey, what am I doing? I shouldn't be running after the snake. And I think, I already run this much, now let me run full and look, I'll beat the snake. Now, sometimes what happens when we do a wrong reaction, we realize that we reacted wrongly. But somehow, something will say, now no, you've done it, do it fully now. Now if you got angry, now give the full blast now. But no, there's no need for that. As soon as we realize, stop. So often, it is not the first mistake that is the problem. Sometimes, the instinctive reaction is almost impossible to avoid. Now somebody does something wrong, just instinctively, you know, our fists get clenched. Maybe our voice rises, we want to shout at them. So yes, a little reaction may come out. But as soon as you realize, stop. But sometimes, because we have made a resolution that, you know, I'm not going to get angry. And then if I get angry, you think, now I got angry, let me get fully angry now. So, that's how we aggravate the situation. So rather than expecting perfect impulse control. Whatever impulse control I get, let me work with that. So if we, again, with respect to, as I said, we don't have too much expectation from others, but we needn't have too much expectation from ourselves also. Okay. If I take a wrong turn on the road, and I'm going a particular way, if I take a wrong turn, I can just beat, why did I take the wrong turn? Okay, you took a wrong turn, now take a right turn and come back. Isn't it? But if I just beating myself, why did I take the wrong turn, why did I do that? In the process, I'm moving along further in the wrong direction. So physically in travel, we would not keep moving along in the wrong direction. But emotionally in our reactions, we keep doing that. So as soon as we realize that it's the wrong thing, let me stop and correct ourselves. So also, if we have regular spiritual practices that situate ourselves in our spiritual identity, then we don't feel so threatened by the other person, because we are having the security of our spiritual self-understanding. When we are not rooted in that spiritual self-understanding, then when that other person does something wrong, it's not just a mistake that they have committed, it's more we feel threatened by that. How could you do this? It means that they don't respect me. It means that I am not respectable. I will show you how much respectable I am. I will show you how much power I have. So often, our aggressive reactions are expressions of our own insecurity. Where we feel that we are not being respected. Now yes, it's not that we want to be disrespected. But simply, whether I am being respected or not, that is not the primary basis for acting in a particular situation. Respect is not required in relationships. But what is the right course to move forward in the situation? That should be our primary consideration. So if we are situated in our spiritual self-understanding, then we won't act out of insecurity. We'll act more maturely, and sometimes we may also act strongly. But we will do it not impulsively, but intelligently.